ornaments the color of time.
Who cares for the games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Every sense of compliments, meaningless mounds. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look at yourself, look at yourself.
You can do beat makes and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Strawberry Alarm Clock, Incense and Peppermints, 1967, went up to number one in the nation that year for that group. Real good psychedelic sound. I remember that one really big time in my high school days. So good sound from the West Coast. Ed King was the bass guitar for this group, and he wound up, after the group split and he did some other things, he wound up being one of the lead guitar players for Lynyrd Skynyrd later on. So helped write and played the song Sweet Home Alabama. Ed King. He died about, I think, 2 years ago, a year and a half, 2 years ago. Lead singer on that group for that song there was Greg Munford, who was only 16 years old at the time. Real good sound. Thanks for joining us here on BRC Radio Show each week, brought to you by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we're going to play some more music right now. We've got Marv Johnson going to get us started, Dusty Springfield, and the Hughes Corporation. So right now we've got Marv Johnson going to do a song called Merry-Go-Round.
He needs her, and she needs. wasn't me who changed, but you. And now you've gone away. Don't you see that now you've gone, and I'm left here on my own, that I
rock on with your bed. the boat. Rock the boat. Rock the boat.
Hughes Corporation, Rock the Boat, 1974, went up to number one for them that year, a group that was formed in L.A., and although they spelt Hughes, H-U-E-S, they were named after Howard Hughes, and in case you didn't know that, and that's something maybe you can win some money on one day, I don't know, a little trivia. Okay, that's 1974, Rock the Boat. You Don't Have to Say You Love Me, Dusty Springfield, before that one, 1966, number four hit for her on the pop charts. Young lady born in England named Mary O'Brien, and her and her brother formed the group The Springfields. You might remember them. They had a hit called Silver Threads and Golden Needles, and did a good sound there, and then Dusty had many, many hits on her own. And then Marv Johnson got us started with Merry Go Round, 1961, went up to number 61 on the pop charts, 28 on the R&B charts. Real good sound by him. Always liked that Marv Johnson sound. He did some good, good stuff. Okay, let's keep going right now. We got Cher going to get us started, and then Mavis Staples, and then Al Green. So we got Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. Here's Cher.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Your little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, we'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy.
Sweet tears of joy.
I know the meaning of content. As I live from day to day,
just a lonely man, need a helping hand, yeah, yeah, yeah. Never forget the girl I left behind. Her tears, her kiss, her face stay on my mind. I got to make her say that she'll forgive me. I gotta get back some.
Himself, Al Green, Backup Train. That was his first charted record. Went up to number 41 on the pop charts, number 5 on the R&B charts, 1967. It was listed as Al Green and the Soulmates, and one of his brothers, Robert, was in that group that sang with him there as the Soulmates. But that was his first big hit. He had done some other groups, including the Soulmates, but never really had a lot of major hits or anything that charted. But then he went on his own and had a real good career. And born in Arkansas, raised in Michigan. Moved there when he was 13 years old. Before that, Mavis Staples, Crying in the Chapel. Of course, she is one of the Staples singers that had many, many hits, and she did some stuff on her own. And, you know, including she did the opening song on National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. So that's her singing that song there to get that movie started. But this is Crying in the Chapel, one of her solo hits. Didn't do anything for her. Didn't chart or anything, but good sound. I like that version. Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, 1971. That's Cher, number one in the nation for her. Born Sherilyn Sarkazian. And born out in, I believe she was California, wasn't she? I can't remember right offhand. But anyway, she, you know, bounced around a while and wound up doing backup singing for Phil Spector at his studios, and did her own recording. She and of course she and Sonny had major hits, but in '63 they were Caesar and Cleo. So if you see any Caesar and Cleo, check into it. It could be Sonny and Cher. I don't know if there's another Caesar and Cleo out there, but that was them. They had a real good song called "The Letter," and it wasn't the one the Box Tops did, but good sound by them. I've always enjoyed that song. She also recorded as Bonnie Jo Mason, and she did a song one song is Bonnie Jo, and I think it went it rates up about $500-$700 a copy for that record right now if you can find it. It's called "We Love You, Ringo," or "I Love You, Ringo." I don't have a copy myself, but something about Ringo anyway. And she also recorded as Cheryl Lynn, and her original first name. Okay, let's keep going right now. We've got Doobie Brothers, Bruce Chanel, and the G-Clefs. So here is China Grove, Doobie Brothers.
Down around Santa Town. I saw you walking down the street. I said, that's the kind of gal I like to meet. She's so pretty, Lord, she's fine. I'm gonna make her mine, all mine.
G-Clefs, Ka-Ding Dong, 1956, went to number 24 on those pop charts. A group that came out of Massachusetts. It was brothers. I think it was three of them. It may have been two, but I know it was brothers. I'm going to say three. And then a couple other guys got in there with them, and they had this little hit. And they had a couple others that charted also, but this was a real good sound by them. I like that one. Hey, Baby, Bruce Chanel, 1962, number one in the nation, guy out of Texas, and that song is probably one of the all-time classic from that era. Everybody knows Hey Baby. College football team, you go to a college football game years and years ago, and it seemed like the bands were all playing that at halftime. They'd play it, or in the stands, you'd hear the instrumental version of Hey Baby. So real good sound by him, just a classic song. And the Doobie Brothers, all their hits they had, but this was China Grove, 1973, went up to number 15 in the nation for them. Okay, next we've got Linda Ronstadt getting us started, one of my favorite singers. And then the Bellamy Brothers, and then John Stewart. So here's Love Has No Pride, Linda Ronstadt.
Too many times to don't care what you say.
If I said you have a beautiful tapping on the cans, sex, rock and roll in the shower.
Driving on the cans, singing to a soul. There's people out there turning music into gold.
Stewart, his big hit Gold, 1979, went to number five for him that year, guy out of California, and unfortunately he died back in 08, but left a real couple of real nice songs. He was a member of the Kingston Trio from 61 to 67, so did all kind of good songs, I guess, over the years, but anyway, John Stewart, Gold, 1979. Before that, If I Say You Have a Beautiful Body, Would You Hold It Against Me? Number, I say 1979, went to number 39 on the pop charts, made it all the way, of course, to number one on the country charts. And these were two brothers out of Florida, and that's why they call them the Bellamy Brothers. They were brothers. They had 46 country and western hits between, 1976 and 94. So big-time country singers, but they did do a few pop chart songs. And that one's always been a fun one to listen to. And Linda Ronstadt, I like some Linda Ronstadt. She did some great, great stuff. Love Has No Pride, 1973, made it to number 51 on the pop charts for her that year. Okay, let's see. Let's get ready to do our double play of the day. We've got Laverne Baker going to get us started, and then we're going to do two by Steely Dan. So right now, let's get with Laverne Baker, and I Cried a Tear.
Because of you, I cried a tear. Because we're through, I cried a tear. you. I felt a tear fall in my heart. You fooled me so. I wasn't smart. I can't believe make a new star. Because of you, I cried a tear. Because we're through, please make my dreams of you come true. Don't make me cry a tear for you. A tear for you. Thank you.
Dan, Hey 1982. Song went up to number 10 on the pop charts. That one made it to number 68 on the R&B charts. So the R&B listeners enjoyed that one too. So real good sound by them. I did like the Steely Dan group. They did a lot of good stuff, and I always enjoyed their music. And of course, we had a double play by them today. And of course, before that, it was their first pop chart hit, Do It Again. It came out in 72, went up to number 6. And from then, it just took off a real good career. You know, that was Donald Fagen and Walter Becker, basically, is who that was. And then they would have different people come in the studio and do other things with them. They were kind of a duo with various other musicians, but real good sound by them. Steely Dan, double play of the day by them. Laverne Baker before that, I Cried a Tear. Laverne was born Dolores Williams in Chicago. And that song there, I Cried a Tear, came out in 58, went up to number 12 on the pop charts, number 6 on the R&B charts. She recorded for a while as Little Miss Sharecropper, and then she also recorded as B. Baker, B-E-A, B. Baker, and wound up going to Europe and doing a tour, and then came back, got hooked up with Atlanta Records, and of course became one of the all-time R&B female singers, and really enjoyed her stuff. You know, I cried a tear if you listen to it, and then play What Am I Living For? They kind of got the same kind of sound there. And but I like both those songs, but that was Laverne Baker, I Cried a Tear. Okay, we're going to try to squeeze in one more set before we get out of here. We've got Billy Joe Royal, we're going to get started, Heart, and then the Eurythmics. So let's go right now with Billy Joe Royal and Hush.
Na, 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 na. There's a certain little girl that's on my mind. Great gosh, about it, she looks so fine. She's the best girl that I've ever had. But sometimes it sure makes me feel so bad. Na, 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 na. Hush, hush, I thought I heard her calling my name. Now hush, hush, she broke my heart, but I love her just the same. Now hush, hush, was a touch of her hand. It blew my mind and I'm in so deep that I can't eat, y'all, and I can't sleep. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Hush, hush, I thought I heard her calling my name. Now hush, hush, she broke my heart, but I love her just the same. Now hush, hush, I thought I heard her call my name. I thought I heard her calling my name. Now hush, hush, she broke my heart, but I love her just the same. Now hush, hush, didn't y'all hear her call my name? Now hush, hush, I need her loving and I'm not ashamed. Now wild in the morning, late in the evening, I want it and I need it now. Got to have it.
Eurythmics, Love is a Stranger. You know, that came out in 1983. In 1983, I was still stuck in the 50s and 60s and early 70s, and there were some good songs coming in 83. I wasn't a big Eurythmics fan, but I did like that song there. I liked it a whole lot. To me, that was the best thing they ever did. But they did some good stuff, real good musicians and singers. 1983, went up to number 23 on the pop charts for him. Annie Lennox, of course, was the main singer, and she's born in Scotland. David Stewart was a musician and a songwriter and all, and he was from England and did some great, great stuff. But that was my favorite one they ever did. Barracuda, done by Heart, 1977, went up to number 11 for them that year. A group that came out of, really formed in Seattle with Ann and Nancy Wilson as the lead. Nancy being the guitar player and keyboards, and Ann being mainly vocals. I think they had a brother or two in that band, too. I can't remember right offhand. I think it was two brothers. But a musical family, and did some great, great stuff. And I liked everything they did. My favorite stuff was some of the early stuff. But I do like Heart. Good, good group. And Billy Joe Arroyo before that, Hush, 1967, went up to number 52 for him. Guy that came out of Georgia, and I don't know if he gets all the credit he deserves, because, you know, he did some good stuff. I mean, you know, Head Down in the Boondocks, and I Knew You When, let's see, The Greatest Love, Hush, Cherry Hill Park. So, you know, this song here, Hush, was redone by Deep Purple. I'm sure you remember that. They did their own version of that, so good stuff. Okay, we got to get out of here. Thanks for joining us today on the BRC Radio Show. We come out of Birmingham, Alabama, and we're brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors. And, you know, we always end with an instrumental song, and most of you know the group called Marquise. They did a song called Last Night, probably one of the best instrumentals ever done. I'd say that in the top 10 anyway. So I've always enjoyed Last Night. We're going to flip it over. We're going to do a song called Night Before. So hope you enjoy this one. Last Night was for 1961, went up to number 3. Now, this one we're going to play didn't chart, but so don't forget to flip those things over. It's on the Satellite label. Now, this group had, of course, Donald Duck Dunn in it, and Steve Cropper. Gosh, all kind of people in this band. Don Nix, Wayne Jackson, Smoochie Smith. So good stuff by them. Okay, let's go. We got to get out of here. So you enjoy this one. And this is the Marquise with Night Before. And we'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.